All right, we're joined in the media center by Funny Car winner Ron Capps. Ron, you pick up your second victory this season and 68th in your career on a clutch performance, a whole shot win over Matt. Stay in championship contention, really make it a heck of a race now. Talk about just kind of the excitement you're feeling after a win like that.
It's been a long 2 weeks, and you know, I made a mistake that I don't think I ever made in 26 years in St. Louis, and it killed me. I mean, I was not happy to be around at home. I could not wait to get here, get in the race car, and just get going again and try to redeem myself. So those, I hope the guys, listen, I got such a great crew, and right away they were like, hey man, just don't worry about it. We're going to go on. We got a good car, which I felt like we had the car to win there in St. Louis. So that hurt that we lost those points and the lead. You know, and then you had Force and JR breathing down our necks. So today was one of those days, you know, I really thought, and of course, Matt's my teammate, and Dickie and those guys, but, and you don't wish ill on anybody out here, but I'm certain that when I was leading the points a few times this year, they were hoping I would smoke the tires or we would lose early, because that's, you want to gain ground, right? It's only natural. So I was hoping Tasca would do the dirty work second round when they had them. They had lane choice, and you know, that is a tough team top to bottom, Matt Hagan and Dickie and those guys. They're as tough as it gets, man. And then JR, you know, I thought, man, they had a good chance. He had a good running car. And, you know, they just keep surviving. So getting to the final round, I'm like, okay, best case scenario, we gain 20 if we can win this. And we gain some small qualifying points to keep us under that threshold of three rounds. So just it turned out great. It's rare to beat him on a whole shot. But I just was so focused for Guido, for my team, for Knapp Auto Parts. It's just a lot of stuff going on right now. And I just kept saying to myself, listen, when you get in a car and you got to sit all that time, there is a lot of thoughts going around in your brain at this time of the year in the countdown that you're just trying to shut it. You just think of something, you go, get out of my brain. Get out. I don't even want to think about that. So you're talking to yourself in your helmet, trying to focus. And then you're thinking, well, if we could do this. And you're like, stop it until it happens, right? So just a lot of emotion going into that round win, and we'll take it anywhere we can get it.
This race has been incredibly close in Funny Car, I mean, the entire year. What's this been like for you? Have you ever been part of a points race, a championship race like this, in a class like this
time? No, I mean, Wilkie and Robert Height and I were just talking, and, you know, we've been through this fight quite often for a lot of years, and it's never been this tough top to bottom. Yeah, it's maybe been closer at times, or you had some competition in years past. When I first came into Funny Car, I mean, you had Al Hoffman, you had Chuck Etchells, you had Jim Epler. Of course, John Force was dominating. There was a pretty stout group, and I was a young kid, you know, and wet behind the ears, and those were some cool days of just trying to pay respects to these guys, but also get up and race them. And I don't think since then I've had that feeling like we've had in this countdown of top to bottom, anybody could win. That many cars. Not each race, I'm saying the whole thing. So yeah, it's good to get a little bit of ground from third place and gain a little bit on Hagan and those guys. You know, and it's nice to go right to Bristol and get it on and get a little breather before Vegas. But it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot going on right now, and we want to finish the year as strong as we can.
It's just your second win of the season, but you're in second place, so you guys have been doing a lot of late round finishes. Frustrating for you or good for you that you can keep going those rounds?
I'm just trying not to be the weak link, Phil. You know, this is a back-to-back win for Guido, John Medlin, that team with Jack Beckman winning last year, and I'm very fortunate to have the chance to finally work with Guido, being his friends as long as we were back when I was a crew member and he was a crew member. And we were just clicked right away. And we were already good friends, but it hasn't been this fun in a long time. And to win, and just to have that mutual respect that him and I and Medlin have, and how much fun we're having, that's the key. And when I think that I'm not having fun, one of the guys notices. They know me that well already, and they'll say, hey. And they'll make something they know will take me up a notch in the fun meter. And so that's teamwork, and it's been that way. And, you know, wipe all that away, we got a great race car. I mean, that race car is a hot rod, so I really don't want to be the weak link. So it rises my intensity every time to not be second, leaving the starting line, to not do anything wrong, to do the best I can every time. So, you know, it puts it in different perspective, because I've had cars in the past where they were great, and I've had cars where they're okay, and you feel like you got to make a difference, and that's the whole teamwork thing. So it's both clicking right now.
This next race at Bristol was an extra race. count them up. Is that good or bad?
Well, theoretically, it's good because I've won, I don't know how many times there, five times.
Four or five, sorry. Yeah. You're the winningest, whatever it is.
Yeah, and for somebody to say I've won more than John Forrest in any track is rare. So that was pretty cool to hear. But it's always been on Father's Day, and I just, for some reason, even different crew chiefs have done well there. Whatever it might be, I don't care. I'm really glad to see it on the, you know, I kind of gave it the other double circle, like, oh, I'm going to need you. I need all that mojo that you've had over these years. And so I hope that we still have it. I know we got a great running car. It's going to be cooler conditions. I think we're going to see a lot of those bumps and weird nuances in that track in the past that's been in the heat, not there, because we're going to be going much faster with cooler conditions. So I'm excited to go there. Those fans there are always great. But we really need, if we can still have that mojo that we've always had at Thunder Valley, that we can certainly use it right now.
So you tightened the points battle between you and Hagen and effectively separated yourselves from the rest of the team a little bit more. Does this feel like it's shaping up to be a true dogfight between, you know, a DSR battle, or do you still feel like the rest of the field is nipping at your heels?
Let me tell you, Allie, how many mistakes I've made in my years of counting out, first of all, John Force. At anything. There's been times you go around the pit area and ask. There's times that everybody's been bit by that. He finds a way to climb his way back in. Until the nails are like slammed shut on that guy, he finds a way. So I don't even want to think about that behind us. And usually I'll get done Sunday night and I'll put the points and I'll take some time, put minus and who we're in front of and all that. I'm not even going to worry about it right now. So you don't want to feel like you've got a breather and just keep the intensity on trying to stay ahead of Hagen. But the key was the qualifying points. Mm-hmm. Billy Meyer getting four qualifying runs here. So we're able to grab some more qualifying points because we were very close to being, like I said, over that threshold of being over a round. So to gain those points and to keep it under that next round was huge in qualifying. So that was a big thing for us. I'm glad we got those qualifying points, and we're going to have to do that again, all three runs in Bristol.
In general, how difficult is it to race a teammate, a guy you know so well and has the same stuff that you do basically?
I get up more for our teammates and Tommy Johnson, Beckman, all the guys in the past, because we all have the great equipment. We've all got the great DSR chassis. We've got all the same stuff. So, you know, we've always tried to be the fair-haired son of Don's, sort of, as the teammates, and be the one that stand there at the winner's circle. So it's never been, and plus Matt's a great driver. You know, I've known him a long time. I helped take him under my wing when he came on board, you know, the DSR. And so that relationship's been there a long time. But he's developed into one of the best in the history of Funny Car. So to race him, you got to get up. And I don't have any problem beating our teammates. It feels a little extra good, honestly, when we can do that. I'm sure they'll say the same thing. I'm not talking out of school. Yeah. My first interview in Dallas ever, John Sturban.
Aww.
Dallas Morning News, right back then?
Fort Worth Star,
that's what I meant. Yeah, awesome. Back in the day, first interview when I was top fuel, I came here my rookie year. Nobody talked to me, and he did an interview and put me in the paper.
Steve Johnson rags me for not writing his stuff.
Thanks.